Good morning, everyone. Oh, I hate to say it, but summer is coming to an end. This is our last week. If you are in the county or the city, this is your last week of summer before school starts. Might be excited, might feel kind of disappointed, but I'm pretty excited about it just because my kids are ready to go back to school, and there's just a lot of fun stuff on the calendar this weekend, so let's get to it. Probably one of the most exciting family events that I want to talk about today is happening on Friday night. And I'm just excited about this because it's free, and you know I love free. Plus, it's just a really great thing for the kids. It's called the Central Virginia Star Party. And it's happening on Friday the 19th at approximately 8 p.m. right around sunset. And the reason they're doing it at sunset is that it's all about astronomy. The UVA and Charlottesville Astronomical Society have a program called Dark Skies Bright Kids, and they are bringing in all kinds of telescopes and people to help you with them and all kinds of an astrograph and all kinds of things for you to be able to, you and your children, to be able to really learn about the solar system, check out the night sky, see all these galaxies, and just lots of fun hands-on activities. And this is free. It's happening at Red Hill Elementary School, which is in North Garden, out on Red Hill School Road. And each child gets a free glow stick, too, while supplies last for this event. And I think it's just such a great way to learn about astronomy, and it's so much fun. I think it's kind of one of those things we don't hear about a lot anymore. And ironically, also on Friday night, it is free public observatory night at the UVA Observatory. So if you want to, if you don't want to go all the way out to North Garden, you could check out the observatory right here in town over on UVA campus. So that's going on, but approximately the same time, sunset. Just because, you know, you got to see the stars then. So that's a great family event. Another kids event that's going on Friday during the day, if you're around, is at Whole Foods. Whole Foods is really doing a great job of trying to reach out to just the entire community, doing lots of great stuff with local providers, local producers, and all of that. And on Friday, they're doing what they're calling a Kids Farmers Market and Garden Project. And basically, you bring in the kids, they'll have some animals to see and visit, and they will have let the kids do some shopping and really learn about the garden and learn about vegetables and fruits and kind of where our food comes from. And they say, dress like your favorite farm animal or farmer, so for fun. So, and that's another free event, and that's happening from Friday from 10 a.m. to noon. So get a little grocery shopping done, and your kids can learn at the same time. If you aren't going to, if you weren't one of the lucky few people that got tickets to Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds, I'm hearing that that sold out within minutes, not surprising. But if you didn't get tickets to that, don't worry, because there's lots of other fun music to attend this weekend in Charlottesville. Of course, there's Fridays After Five on Friday night. That's Terrence Simeon with Tara Mills. And Tara Mills, I've heard her a couple times at wineries. Amazing. She started singing when she was about 17. She doesn't look that much older than that now, but she is just really fun to hear, listen to. And then also Finally Fridays going on at Main Street Arena, and that's Southpaw. And remember that Finally Fridays, all country music. And that Finally Fridays is just a summer thing, so that's coming to an end pretty soon. And Fridays After Five will continue into September, which is a great time to go to Fridays After Five because it's not so hot anymore. It's just, it's beautiful out. Another fun music event, Tins for Tunes, going on at Cardinal Point Winery. It starts around 5 p.m., and this week, or this month's band, is Jolie Fee. They're a Cajun punk band. All kinds of fun. The cost for that is $10 unless, hence the name Tins for Tunes, if you bring in five non-perishable food items, you get in for free. That's five per person. That's not much. Five cans of beans, five cans of corn, something like that. Then they donate that to the local food bank, and then you get a great concert, some great wine, beautiful scenery, all of that. And so that's another thing happening this weekend. Couple other things I want to talk about. Oh, since we're on the subject of music, this is going on actually for 9 days. This is a little, you know, over on the other side of the mountain, Stanton Music Festival. And this is a fabulous event. I went to a little bit of it last year. 9 days of kind of concerts, and there's talks, and there's lunchtime things that you can go to. A lot of it is free. Not all of it is free, but there are quite a few free events. And that you can, if you want more information on that, it runs the August 19th through the 27th, several activities each day. So if I would check that out at stantonmusicfestival.com, or of course you can get that information on SusieSaid.com/Charlottesville. And moving on Sunday, there is something really exciting. The Charlottesville Ballet Academy grand opening party. They have expanded the Charlottesville Ballet Academy, and they're having just a little celebration to let everybody come out and meet the faculty and all of that, the food, drinks, and dance, and all kinds of fun. So that's going on Sunday, August 21st from 1 to 4, and that's in Stanardsville. And then a couple little sports notes that I wanted to add in here. Basketball tickets go on sale. UVA basketball tickets go on sale on Friday. It's one of those big sports, but I want to make sure that you're not forgetting about all the other sports, awesome sports that UVA has. There's a soccer team. There's volleyball. There's so much going on in the fall. There are so many opportunities to get your kids out there, see some really great, top-rate athletes, really, neat people, and to get out there, and it's not that expensive to go to these games. And I just think we have taken our kids for the last couple of years, and it is so much fun. So get out there and support UVA. If you want hoops tickets, they go on sale on Friday, but you can also look for soccer, volleyball, and all the other fall sports. So I just wanted to throw that in there because I think UVA makes up such a big part of who we are here in Charlottesville, and there are so many great opportunities for that. So have a great weekend, everybody. Get out there and enjoy it while you can, and I will see you next week.